The National Pork Board meeting in Oklahoma City this week, and we had the opportunity to visit with the chairman of the National Pork Board for 2011, Dr. Gene Nemechek of Tyson Foods. He's based in Northwest Arkansas, but as he told the opening dinner meeting of the group, he has a lot of responsibilities, a lot of hogs that he watches over in the eastern half of the state of Oklahoma. So he's got some definite Oklahoma ties. Had the chance to talk with him about the checkoff and about some of the programs that the National Pork Board considers important in their effort to represent the industry. Gene, let's talk a little bit about your role on the National Pork Board. National Pork Board is that checkoff body. You're collecting and disseminating those dollars that come in from pork producers around the country. Why do you think groups like the pork industry, why do we need, first of all, that checkoff effort?
Well, there's three main reasons that we use the money for, and one is promotion of the product, and then education of the producers, and then research for our industry in areas such as disease research, nutrition, those type of things.
Now, when you think about the pork checkoff, you obviously always think of things like the other white meat, one of your branding campaigns from a couple of years ago that has had so much success. What, in your opinion, what are some of the key things that you're trying to do currently as you promote and try to position pork in today's society?
Well, I think the main thing that we want to stress is and promote is the fact that pork is a very safe, nutritious product, and so that is our main focus. We want to make sure that everybody's very comfortable. Our consumers and customers are very comfortable with the product being safe. The other thing is that we want to make sure that our customers and consumers are okay with the way that we're raising pigs today, such as animal welfare, issues with environment and water quality, air quality, those type of things. Just that's part of what we want to promote today. It's a fact that producers in general care about how they take care of their animals, and they take care or that we're interested in the way that we do business so we can provide a good, safe, nutritious product for the customer.
You mentioned, obviously, this welfare issue. Pork industry, one of those parts of livestock that have got kind of a bullseye on your back, it seems like, with the Humane Society of the U.S. and their campaign regarding gestation stalls. How do you basically break through that message and get your own message out?
Well, I think that what we have to do is our message has to be backed by science, and we've promoted a lot of research and funded a lot of research that looks into, you know, how animals respond to their environment that they're in and how they're housed and how they're taken care of. And I think that what we try to promote today and how we take care of our animals and welfare is based on science. A lot of our customers and consumers aren't necessarily concerned about science. It's an emotional issue, and we try to address that from the standpoint of we're backed by science, and we want to do what's the right thing for the animal and for our customers and consumers.
Seems like some folks would like to take us back 50 years or at least 30 or 40 years when we had hogs outside. We had maybe 10 mama sows and, you know, 10 sows and a few pigs, and you were selling them at the local barn, and that was their that's their ideal.
Yes, and a lot of people think that that's a great, because they picture that those sows out in the pasture on a nice sunny day with the sunshine and the blue sky and grass up to their bellies. But unfortunately, here we are in the middle of December or January, and the cold weather. They couldn't stand it if out there. The baby pigs would not survive. So the snow and the cold, the predators, by taking animals inside, we've been able to control their environment, protect them from predators. We've also been able to eliminate some diseases and parasites because we've put them in confinement rather than out on pastures and out free roaming.
Your position as a veterinarian with Tyson gives you some insights into this antibiotic debate. It seems like we're really getting, once again, pushed by a lot of folks that believe that we should not allow animals to use any of the antibiotic classes that we have right now available to humans.
Well, I know there's a lot of push for that, but we feel like as veterinarians, we want to look at science. One is there's no information or research that says that antibiotic use in animals has created resistant strains in humans. The other thing with antibiotic use is that we want to do the right thing. When we have pigs that are sick, that need to be treated with antibiotics, we're going to use them. But as overall, we're going to look at the fact that they're expensive, and we don't use them just because we want to use them and think we might overuse them. We're going to use them as we need them, and we don't want that expense, and we know that it's not the best thing for them either.
Hog prices are pretty good right now. I know that that's half of the equation. And that's got to make you feel good, but obviously grain prices right now are pretty high as well.
Yes, the grain prices, which is probably contributes to the high feed prices. And high feed prices, or feed prices in general, are about 70% to 80% of our cost of production. So when feed prices go high, then that increases our cost of production. Whenever policies and programs are put in place that affect that price of the grain, in the long run, it's going to affect the price of pigs and other livestock species, as you know, in the form of meat prices for the consumer.
When you think about all the things that all the projects that come before you on the pork board, what in your mind, what are you looking for as try to best spend those dollars that you're representing those other pork producers in this board?
Well, the one thing that we need to continue to do is promote our product with the consumers and remind them and tell them that, you know, how good the product is. So that's one of the big things. We've got, just like any other commodity or any other item out here, you have to go ahead, you have to promote it. So we're gonna spend money promoting our product. We also know that we're going to need to continue to research things. If we don't fund some of the research as far as management, nutrition, disease issues, then no one else is going to do it. So we know we have to do that. And the other thing is we want to continue to educate our producers and keep them up to date on the newest technologies, the newest information, so that they're a good, viable, profitable business.
Chairman of the National Pork Board for 2011, Dr. Gene Nemechek, who is here in Oklahoma City at the first board meeting of the year for the Pork Board. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.